Life is a mystery. This is Saratima. I'm sitting here today on this very beautiful June day. The sun came out later today, although it started out being really cold. But it was very clear and kind of crisp, and then the sun came out and the edges of the trees and the mountains are very, very sharp, very crisp. I think the Schumann resonance is very high again, and it's peaking to new heights, and it always looks very clear when that happens. Our senses can observe changes constantly, and that is what the mind can do. It can always track how the seasons come, how the weather is, how we feel. And when we sit in meditation, then we notice discomfort or busyness, and then sometimes silence and bliss. But then we ask ourselves, who is actually experiencing all these things? There's obviously something that is aware. And who is aware? To whom is all this happening? To whom is all this happening? So life is a mystery. That's really not something the mind wants to accept, or at least the function of the mind is to constantly register, compare, and file, and structure, and organize, or change things around, and compare again, and project into the future, or pick things from the past. Try variations. It's very creative. It's really beautiful. But to whom is all this happening? Who is aware of everything? I'm watching the leaves move right now in the trees. Sometimes they move very gently, and sometimes they're being whipped around by the wind very strongly. And then the psyche can recognize the mood of it, the gentleness or the ferocity or anger or the struggle of the leaves with the wind. We as humans can relate to these things. We recognize when the forces, when the winds of life, the pranas, are moving within us more intensely or more gently, or very intensely. And we know them as being a struggle, a ferocity, an anger, or a contraction. Being limited when the winds are bending the trees or the branches in a certain direction, and the tree is moved and pushed into a certain direction. There's a limitation, a contraction. There's a limitation of movement of that particular branch. So within us also there are all these pranas, and they move in a certain way, depending on the forces active within us. But who is us? Who is that? To whom is all this happening? Let's look a little deeper. Let's look at who is experiencing this. Who is even listening to this voice that you're hearing right now? Is it a presence? Is it quiet? Is it silent? Is it forever? Maybe it's just right now. do we really understand who the one is, who we are? I mean, sure, we can describe things that we can think of about ourselves, our upbringing, our story, our what we're interested in, what we're not interested in, what we don't like. But is that really who we are? It's always changing. Maybe we are a very long story that starts and ends. But something that we can think about. But who is aware of all this? What's that presence, that aliveness that seems to penetrate or hold or is here all the time, that is formless and yet appears in the forms? Is not bound by the forms, exists on its own. And who is that? What is that? Who are you? Who am I? What is that that remains silent amidst the sounds, amid when we're speaking and hearing and moving about in life, when all these pranas are moving, and yet is undisturbed by all that? And is in no conflict with all that. It's such a paradox. The mind is not designed to have any understanding of it, because it's only either or. That's why it's such a mystery. Who we are is such a mystery. If we just allow ourselves to abide with that mystery and not have to explain it. We do tend to explain everything constantly. We sort everything. We always make sure that everything that we experience is put into proper relationship to the one that we think we are, the one identity that we think we are. Because mind is always relating to something, so we have to relate to something in a certain way. So if we are in a certain way, then whatever happens to us is going to either be added to that or repelled. And that's normal. That's how usually humans function. But even if all this is taking place, every human being is still living a mystery. They might not really know it or are aware of it and aren't investigating it, but they're still living the same mystery that we all live. Because that which is the self, that which is true in you, is also in everybody else. It doesn't go away or is gone, or is asleep and then wakes up. That's just a concept that the mind can talk about. Who's waking up? We are what we are. We're just being. Being can't wake up or go to sleep. Being can't be enlightened or not enlightened. Although we say the language, I am enlightened, I am not enlightened, but these are concepts from the mind that is, again, the moment we speak it, it has lost all its truth and is just another story, another living without paying attention or being aware of the mystery. But when we can remain relaxed as consciousness, when it's just sort of just open, not contracted into a certain corner and certain shape, but just open, not having any answers, not even having a question, allowing the unknown to remain unknown. Then we strangely come closer to that which is everywhere and which just is, which is that self, that eternal existence, which we can call God, field of oneness, self, eternity. Or we might not call it anything. We just don't even try. We just are remaining as such. Allowing ourselves a moment of freedom, of being the mystery and not something that is perfect or imperfect or good or bad or busy or not busy or this and that. Just for a moment, none of it. We're just being alive because life is what it is. Not in the sense of life and death. That's just another polarity. But just the mystery. So the sun is disappearing behind the mountains and the shade is coming in. Like so many other times. How many sunsets and sunrises have we seen already? And more will come. And we just let it happen. We don't concern ourselves on it, about it. We don't compare them, although we sometimes love a certain sunset and we express a certain delight. But whoever is experiencing it is also in the sunset. And in the sunrise, it's not even separate from it, nor is it standing beside it. It's a mystery. It was and is always here, whereas the sunset comes and goes, an expression of eternity. So everything that comes and goes within you is also an expression of eternity and therefore perfect. We don't have issue with it. We just remain quiet. which is another word for just be, being, being what is. The wind is picking up a little bit and the leaves are moving a little faster, dancing in the wind. Is it different from before? My eyes see a difference. My senses perceive something different. But it's really life different now that the leaves are moving faster in the wind. Now it's slowing down again. Life just seems to be happening. The winds of life are happening within us as well. Sometimes they are very stormy and they go on and on and on, and sometimes they just disappear and then something else is experienced. It's just happening. It's just all happening. Or we can say that nothing is ever happening. Both are true. Both are untrue. We don't know. It's a mystery. We're just here.